You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femenino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com. All right. Can't repeat what Rico just said.
I offered you dinner.
We are airing grievances, but it's the thing that triggers you in sports. Why would we do that today? Because Rico and I essentially were doing karate in the garage. We both were triggered by something in sports pre-show, and I said to hell with it. I want to see if people vibe with this. And we are not asking you to justify it. We're not asking you to feel bad about it. It could be player, coach.
Hey, we've had people disagree with us.
We've had people call in about ESPN, Ryan Day, Iserman defenders. What is the thing you see red in the world of sports? For me, it's LeBron drama. It's unnecessary. It's synthetic. And I'm tired of it. LeBron, you've earned the right to do whatever you want to do without apology. You want to be traded from the Lakers? Be traded. I don't need 17 days of LeBron media, of LeBron producing the drama. It's, dude, stop.
Bro, you're such an icon. I just finished watching an interview with your no-talented son at Summer League in the NBA. Like, nobody's going to interview Bronny James if his last name wasn't James.
Also true. You're triggered by Aaron Rodgers. And people, we want to cleanse the palate so everybody can have a wonderful weekend. You can't have a bad opening weekend at Saratoga, so we want to just clear the deck. I have potentially a double for you.
Okay.
We'll get to it. Right now, we go to Brandon, 97.1. Brandon, what is the good
one? Hey, boys. This one I thought was going to get better because they actually now have adults in the room, but I think now my buddies are trying to just, you know, trolling me now.
Okay.
But now that the Lions are good, I figured people would understand a little bit more. But, like, when I'm being told that, you know, you had a winning season for 16 seasons, what does that really do for me? Who cares? If you go 7-10 or you go 10-7 and you accomplish nothing, who cares? Actually, I'm getting a worse draft pick to make it harder to make my team better. Mike, please tell me a coach that's ever been handed a better situation than Mike Tomlin.
Yeah, outside of like Ryan Day, I can't. No, I mean, but Brandon, I wish David were here today, but he's taking a much deserved day off. Brandon, you're in a nightmare because you're never good enough to be great, and you're never bad enough to get a great player. You're just stuck.
And what it reminds me of is, I'll try to tie it locally here. And like I said, like, I understand where it's coming from to people in this area because the Lions have showed malfeasance for 60 years. So, like, I get, hey, you know, we've been so bad, you should just appreciate not being bad. But, like, I've seen 4 Super Bowls in my life.
Yeah.
I'll be 37 in November. So, like, I don't care about going 10-7 and getting dump trucked in the first round by 40 points against the Ravens again. So, like, it reminds me of the Wings when they kept on trying to
keep the record
playoffs. Who cares? If you're just going, like, it set them back 5, 6. Well, yep. Now look at Steve Y's performance, even more years.
And like, you've done the same thing.
Who cares?
You held on. Listen, and I know the Giants are a much worse version of the Steelers because they held on to Eli for too long. And yeah. they didn't start the hard rebuild. Then they drafted the wrong guy. The Steelers are different because they're doing everything they can to just not rebuild.
Yes.
And you've kind of wasted T.J. Watt's career now.
That's a good point.
And the thing is I'm trying to tip my hat a little bit and trying to be open that they're at least trying now, because you can tell by this offseason they're trying. But so is technically taking a square peg and put it, you're trying to put the square peg into the round hole, but it doesn't mean what you're trying is worth it.
Correct.
Give me 2 and 15, give me Archie Manning, and
that's
let's
right. go. Let's build a future. And Brandon, I know here people will arrive where you're at if the Lions turn into the Bills or Ravens and they're just winning, but they never get to a Super Bowl. They have these playoff exits. They'll get there. Right now, they're probably listening to you and going, "You ungrateful."
Yeah, I know. and I'm trying to keep it in perspective because what they've been showing for so long. But as my biggest rival, the Ravens, if I'm the Ravens, I'm actually even more pissed than I am to be the Steelers. We don't have a quarterback. You know, you don't win unless you're the Lions, who have a great team with a good quarterback. Then you can actually do something.
Yep.
But you're wasting Lamar Jackson and accomplishing the exact same thing we are. We don't hang. This is a toot our own horn because we've been having. We don't hang division titles. What do you do?
No, I
don't,
Brandon,
care about a division title.
And that's care. Look. I'm the same way. And
you know what, Brandon? You just struck a nerve.
And people think I'm crazy, like you do, because that's the same mentality. It's yes or no. Did you accomplish something meaningful this year? Yes.
Yeah, ask me if I care that the Yankees win 90 games every year. Nope.
Useless. And that's what, like, I'm kind of going to troll them. So if, you know, the Tigers are going on this great run, if they fall short, I'm going to be like, "Hey, guys, if you had a winning season, I'm told that's all that matters." You know? Hey, I hope everyone had fun.
That's right. And Brandon, here's the thing. When you're in a town, like I share your approach. I know Rico does as well. When you're in a town where the championship droughts are decades plural, man, I ain't trying to sit here and be like, "Well, the daiquiris are good." I want to win. I want to win it all.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Go ahead and say it. That's what triggers you. That whole daiquiri, Ferris wheel, have a good time at the ballpark.
No, I think, I think the word fun triggers me. Like the whole, when we talk sports, the word fun is not, it's not in the vocabulary. Fun is not a grade.
Okay. Some teams, it's fun. Some teams, it's wins. Some teams, it's championships.
But in this town, people use fun as a grading scale.
Yeah, well, I was entertained. I had fun. I hung out with my fellas.
Let's go to John, 97.1. Johnny, what's going on, buddy?
But that was perfect segue there, because this is what I want to talk about.
Okay.
So I guess I didn't put my thoughts together good when I was talking to the screener. I said I was tired of grit, which I am. But I guess what I'm actually tired of is loser fans. That you know, it's good enough that we're good. No. You know, I'm tired of hearing, what are we going to sit Zach McKinstry? Yeah, if we can get somebody better than him.
This town's addiction to the try hard role player grinds my gears.
This town is try hard Hall of Fame.
Yep.
I call it lunch bucket land.
Yeah.
Because that's where we're living. Because that's what they, I don't know, man. It's like, why the hell would we need Pudge Rodriguez when we have Brandon Inge at catcher? And now we're getting the same thing with, like, you know, face of franchise Matt Vierling and McKinstry. Yeah.
And you know the worst part, too?
You know what? Javi Baez is a great story. But if we can bring in Bregman or somebody like that to take away somebody's position,
yeah,
I'm all for it.
Yeah, John, I think what it is, the town's not cutthroat enough.
No.
And no, I've always been at odds with the people because I think more of Detroit than I think the people here do. I view this as one of the five great American sports cities, period, full stop. And act like it.
Yeah, you see it differently. You 100%. See it from a different lens.
I do, because look, I view the five great American cities. I mean, John, and John, feel free to strike any of these down. I think America has five truly great American sports cities. New York, Chicago, Philly, Boston, Detroit. That's it.
Yeah, no, I'm with
Not
you.
Not L.A.?
My boss is from Detroit, and from Chicago, and I was talking to him today, and I'm asking him, are Cubs fans like, we don't need to do anything because look how good we are right now? He's like, hell no, we're not like that. Why are we like that here? I don't get it. I'll never understand it.
There's something,
because here's the thing. I think in this city, it's fear of losing out. You don't want to give away something for fear it's going to. You give away something and it comes back and it blows up and it's like, wow, this guy became a Hall of Famer. So and then you're also told, hey, this rookie is going to be so good. And you read all the stuff about it and you become so invested. Whereas I'm like, I don't see rookies and I don't see it like that.
I think the worst part, and John,
you're a commodity in my opinion.
No, and John touched on it. It puts you in a position where no one is saying, like, okay, he brought up Zach McKinstry. Zach McKinstry's valuable to this team. He's a really good role player, and he's had a nice first half. That's it. The whole weird, it bordered on psychotic. The push was all-stars. Okay, stop. First of all, he can be a really good player without being an all-star. Mm-hmm. Now you see what's happening is every real all-star is like, I'm not going to the game, and now you get in. Congratulations.
It's kind of like the Pro Bowl, the
right,
NBA All-Star.
That's why it doesn't mean anything. But only in this town, it people attach to this crap. You know what means something? The World Series. McKinstry, October performance. Like, and I'm with John. If I can get a player who is superior to him based on pedigree, based on performance, I'm sorry. No, and it's not rude. It's just...
It's fact.
The way it is.
Yeah, you're better than I was improving my team by adding this player. Yeah, I'm going to go with that.
Add this to the grievance list.
Okay.
Fans who fight the pursuit of greatness. Why fans fight? Because here's the thing. Like we were talking about this the other day. Like my angst with the Red Wings offseason is simply based upon they didn't do enough to get better. I want the Wings to be better. But yet in the mind of a lot of fans, not a majority, but a lot, I get attacked. I'm the bad guy. That doesn't make sense. That's like owning a restaurant and going, I want to serve better food. And you get yelled at by the customers? What? You're the customer.
Yeah, but I like it like this. I like cold hot dogs.
I love Iserman's gruel. Okay. 2, 4, 8, 5, 3.
And the flies didn't bother me.
You just wait. The chef will figure it out in 3 years. Right. That's not how this game works. Right. 2, 4, 8, 5, 3, 9, 97, 97. Your phone calls next. 97.1.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website. GetDavidGetPaid.com. That's GetDavidGetPaid.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.